KM4 EKR radio check.
KO for ZLK, radio sounds good.
K9 awake.
N4 ZLK.
Hey, is somebody running a formal net over here related to the disaster comms that's going on?
A formal net at the moment. We've just had people standing by, like I'm doing at the moment, taking information, trying to pass information and help people get in contact with each other. It's possible that there might be more formal going on later with the TBARC repeater up in Landrum. They're coordinating some airlifts later on. They may have to use this frequency.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, I'm not sure who's in charge. I just received a call from emergency management in Columbia, and they're going to have a conference call, but they are requesting that if you guys could stand up a formal net and gather, do the health and welfare traffic, but also gather information about which gas stations, if y'all can make formal lists and either email that to them or deliver information to them back over SC Hart as a backhaul, they would greatly appreciate it. They're having really hard times getting in communications with the other EOCs up here. Copy.
I know that several guys have been writing information down. I had some from yesterday. I don't have the information for today, but I'll get with some people and we'll try to make that happen, Billy.
KO4HK. Shane, I was listening there. Billy, I'm setting up a station up here so we can start putting it out over the airwaves and on WGCR AM 720. But I will get you a list, and I don't have mine from yesterday, and I'll start one here, so as it comes in, that's what I've been working on.
Okay, if y'all want to send it via email, I can give you an email address, if y'all are prepared to copy it, and if you, do any Excel spreadsheets or anything, they can accept that as well, if that'll help.
Probably not, because email data and all that stuff is very, very limited up here where I'm at. We do not have much of that.
Well, that's fine. I figured that may be the case. I do have comms here. Unfortunately, I've got to go in here in just a few minutes and assist the 911 center that's having major issues. So I've got to go deal with that. But when I get back, I may, I can step back in and help wherever I can. I know the situation is sporadic at best. They're requesting if we can get something more formalized going until this is all resolved, they would greatly appreciate it. And I think they're going to try to see if they can find a way to monitor from down there up here. But if anything, they did tell me the 145.37 should be back online and linked back to Columbia. So whatever y'all could, send them, that would be helpful.
Really? I don't have any way of sending an email or out or anything like that from up here, but I can relay the information down to somebody down there, and we can email it from that direction.
Well, if you can't send email, like I said, they're okay with that. They're monitoring on SC Hart, so if you have to give it by voice, feel free to do it. Whatever way you can get it to them, whatever's easy for you.
We'll get you the information one way or another.
We appreciate everybody. I appreciate all the hams doing everything they're doing. I'm really pleased to see everybody pitching in. And, guys, those of you that have to get out and travel, just be real safe and be careful. And appreciate everybody doing what they're doing. I can't thank you enough. And I will try to get back on here and help when I can when I get back.
Thank you for all you've been doing, Billy. I know you've been running yourself ragged, too, so you be safe out there. KO4HKX.
Copy. Thank you, guys. Y'all be careful. K9OH out.
N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, I know you can help me with this. You're familiar, you're more familiar with this radio than I am. The 857. trying to get it to monitor Mount Mitchell. Got it on frequency. I need to know the offset and a couple other options on the radio.
A new option, is that what you're looking for?
Some of that. I need to know, I don't have my owner's manual with me, and I need to know which antenna port is the 2 meter 440.
Side one. If you're looking at the front of the radio, it's the one on the left side, the far left side.
Roger that. That's what I got. But for some reason, it is still not transmitting.
Yeah, negative offset?
4590.
Correct. But you're set on 145.19, right? Output power?
Hey, guys, I meant to mention one other thing to y'all.
4ZLK.
Okay, I have turned the DCS tone completely off on the 147.135. It is in standalone mode since we lost the link. So if y'all need to use it as a tactical repeater, feel free to use it to your heart's content. But I turned the tone off, so just dialing it up, you should just be able to use it.
I appreciate that information, Billy, and I will relay that information out as needed.
Yeah, that way if they need another frequency to do any airlifts or anything like that, if they need a spare one, it's free and available to use.
Thank you, and again, appreciate all you're doing.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it as well. K908 out.
Any luck?
I'm at 50 watts. Still not receiving anything either.
Do you see anything up top along the top where the 13.6 volts, any of the display, is there any codes up there, DSC, DCS, or anything like that?
Negative.
I hooked up to mine because I'm using a different VHF radio. I've got it on right now. Trying to think. Read what your menu options say, or what the screen says, the display.
VFOB, FM, SWR, 145.190. The buttons underneath are DNR, DNF, and DBF.
Not sure. Mine pretty much says the same thing with the little menu at the bottom. The soft menu is a little different, but that shouldn't affect anything. I don't really know why you would not receive anything. Check the volume.
Should be wide open.
Okay, I thought of something. It might be set on the squelch. Let me find this mode, this menu setting. Hang on just 1 minute.
Yeah, roger that. I figured you'd know something missing here.
A button and go to menu mode number 80.
RF gain.
Move it to squelch.
Work.
The two of us together working, we might come up with something.
Roger that. I just don't use this radio enough to be 100% familiar with all everything.
When I said the volume, then I was like, I know that's a simple issue, but then I remembered the squelch and the RF gain. So I used the RF gain on HF, and you need to turn it over to squelch for the VHF. Anything else?
No.
For a little while?
Almost set up here, so we'll see what happens.
Up with?
I'm not sure on that yet.
Third setting. There are other people there.
Master Relief for this county right now. It's not the counties, but it's assisting the county.
N4ZLK. I'll talk to you later.
KM4IMF.
MF, I believe it was KO4HGX.
Just trying to get any information, if at all possible, on anything in the Cedar Mountain, North Carolina area. Have family in that area. If anyone has any information, would greatly appreciate it, especially if Highway 276 may be open or if it is still closed. Does anyone have any information on that, please?
276 is gone. It is impassable.
Is that coming up from, excuse me, Roger, is that coming up from the Greenville side out of Cleveland, or is that going down the backside down into Brevard? Do you, or is it both? Do you know?
There is one going into Brevard. There was a landslide there at Mill Hill, right as you get to the bottom of the mountain. And then there is one going off the other side, too. So it is impassable. The only way in there to Cedar Mountain is to come around to Brevard and hit Canoga and go up by DuPont State Forest.
Question, if DuPont Staten Road might be open coming up through Hendersonville. Like I said, got family up on top of that mountain, moved off there about 3 months ago of all times to move off. No telephone service, no cell service. Just trying to get any information possible, but thank you very much for that. And good luck. God bless to everybody. KM4IMF.
KM4IVF, was it?
KM4IMF. Kilo Mike 4, India Mike Foxtrot, QSL.
QSL, can I get a name with that?
Mark, M-A-R-K, Michael Alpha Romeo Kilo, and I'll even throw out the last, Bryson, Bravo Romeo Yankee Sierra Oscar November, general class, just on a little little Yazoo handheld, haven't really been active lately, just remembered it a few minutes ago, but again, thank you very much for the info, and anything I can do, I mean, holler at me. It's the only thing I can say.
Roger that, Mark. Well, I have had contact with people up in Cedar Mountain. When they check back in, I can ask questions. Do you have a family member's name?
I'm looking for family member Keith Bryson. Keith, Kilo, Echo, India, Tango Hotel. Last name Bryson, same as mine. Located on Deer Chase Circle in Cedar Mountain. Unable to reach, like I said, no cell, no power, no nothing up there that I know of. So any information from the Deer Chase Circle area off Rich Mountain Road in Cedar Mountain would greatly, greatly be appreciated.
Roger that. I will see what I can do for you. Just keep checking back with me. I've got down Keith Bryson, Deer Chase Circle, off Rich Mountain Road. Not right where it's at. And if Grant checks back in, I will ask him if he knows anything about that area.
For your help, and are you going to be monitoring this frequency, this repeater? Like I said, all I have is just the handheld, and I'm down here in Greenville County right now. So I'm glad I'm hitting the repeater, actually. But with that being said, you are going to be monitoring this repeater. Is that a roger?
Roger that. I am doing an informal net control as we speak, and it may become formal here before long. So just keep monitoring the repeater, and we'll pass information as we can. Also, a good place to monitor is AM 720 if you can get it.
AM 720. I'll go in here and see if I can find a radio to run that AM station. Thank you again, my friend. If there's anything I can do to help, just give me a shout. We'll go from there. This is KM4IMF. We'll be standing by and monitoring.
Roger that, Mark. Thank you, sir. KO4HK, standing by.
HK, this is W4TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain.
You're listening. Do you know anything about the Deer Chase area by chance, Keith Bryson?
I don't know Keith Bryson, but we're on Rich Mountain Road, and we're passable and everything, so if that caller could give me an actual address up there, I'll go do a check, because we've got transportation available just in this short distance.
Do you have an exact address. Dial frequency, I guess. Maybe he'll come back here in a few minutes, and we can find out. But I appreciate you monitoring, coming in here, being willing to help. But can you give me your call sign one more time so I can write it down?
Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA.
I'm going to start taking my notes again.
I was literally like 2 minutes away from this area, from this location. We'll just take a ride up there. Maybe I'll see something on a mailbox or ask one of the neighbors that I'm sure is out. So I'll check back in. I don't have an HT, but I'll be checking back in with my base. W4TOA, clear.
Okay, W4TOA, KO4HK, standing by.
AX, W4CCW.
Station, can you give me your call sign? You're a little scratchy on my end.
W4CCW, this is Tyler. Reports from anybody up around, like, Highway 26 and 292 north of Inman?
Had a report yesterday that 26 was open to exit 5, but I don't know about on into North Carolina. That's all I can give you about 26.
We just have a job site up there, and I was curious if it was still standing or if there was major flooding. If 26 is open, that's probably a good sign.
26 is open. I know it's not passable into Asheville, so I don't know if you can make it to Hendersonville, though. I have not had any reports of that yet.
I'm just concerned mostly the South Carolina side, Highway 292 right in Inman.
That KO4CEF was telling me yesterday, and he lives right around exit 10, which I think is 292, and he was out and about, so I'm assuming that area is pretty good for right now.
Appreciate the information, man. I'll W4CCW, I'll be clear.
Thank you, Tyler. KO4HK, standing by.
KO4HK, send 4ZLK.
Give me just a second to get with you. I mean, go ahead.
If you still need me to sit here for a little while, or are you set up and ready to go?
I know for now, but I appreciate you being on standby.
Leave and run and pick up a couple things, but I will be back later, and I'll have my radio with me if you need anything.
I appreciate any information that I need to know about why I was out.
No, it was fairly quiet. I was trying to remember. No, I don't think so.
I appreciate you stepping in there. KO4HK, standing by.
N4ZLK.
HKX, W4SOE.
We can go ahead, KO4HK.
Do you know of or do you have anybody in Burnsville that can do health and welfare?
You're going to have to move over to the Mount Mitchell and get that one.
Actually took that one off HF to Mount Mitchell and didn't have anybody, so I thought I'd check here.
4HKX, K4RM.
K4RM, go ahead.
I'm headed to move off of Nassy Mountain. I'm going to be going to Rosman, then to Burrard, then over to Hendersonville on 64. Can I do anything for you?
No, I don't think so. Just road reports as you come through. And I can tell you, be prepared to wait because the roads were blocked when I went to Pisgah Forest earlier.
Was that block at?
Turn off of on the 64 going into Hendersonville from, you know, coming from Bavard. The gas stations right there on the corner had fuel earlier, and they had long lines blocking lanes of travel up, excuse me.
I don't need gas, so if I can get around that, I'm fine.
Roger that. When you get down to that area, if it's still blocked up, let me know, and I'll work you around it.
Take care, and appreciate what you're doing. This is K4RM on Nancy Mountain. I'm clear.
Give me a few minutes, and we'll see if we can't figure out something about Burnsville.
I really wasn't expecting much of anything, but, you know, the more people that know, maybe someone will hear and can look. It's not a problem.
SOE, KO4HKX.
HKX, W4SOE.
Am I still solid into the repeater?
Full quieting.
Roger that. Let me back my power down a little more so we don't interfere with this other radio.
Listening.
Now I'm at 5 watts.
Solid, over.
As low as I can go on this radio, so I guess that's where we're at.
Necessary. That's good. You're sounding good. I'm going to step out at the store here for a few little sundries and supplies, and then I'll check back in, and then I'll be around all afternoon, so if you need a break or need to stretch your legs, let me know.
Appreciate it.
This is all you need. Nope. You're right about that. 2007.
Can I get a call sign, please?
KX, K4WCL.
K4WCL.
Here, I relayed this information.
Swannendoda, Swannanoa, mile mark of 59, Buncombe, heading east until 9:29 at noon. Near Tennessee, line marker mile 3, Haywood, heading east until TBD. Near Lake Junaluska, mile marker 20, Haywood, both directions until TBD. Near Tennessee, line marker, marker 15, Haywood, both directions until TBD. Near Old Fort, mile marker 66 to 73, McDowell, both directions until 10:01 at noon.
So, I-40 and 26 are shut down.
Because it looked like up at Tennessee, I guess going into Highway 81, looks like it's closed also until further notice. I would not drive up that way. It doesn't say anything about 19, and I believe it's 24 going up there, but I would assume they're closed also as local roads. Over.
That's a good assumption.
The notice on this site, all roads in western North Carolina are considered closed, which basically means unless you really have to go somewhere, don't go. And I guess people are out getting gas for their generators. Roads don't go, particularly in a few hours when it gets dark. Over.
Because the emergency management is probably going to be shutting down some roads trying to get stuff in here. Because they're going to take priority because supplies are getting limited.
And Ford Road is here off of Conestee Road. Over. Because every time it rains, trying to get through it. A couple months ago when we were working on the bridge here on Green Road, I went over there to take some pictures, and a car tried to go through it. Fast speed, of course, so with water flying all over the place. He got about three-quarters of the way through and stalled out. The water was about 18 inches deep. I called 911 about 20 minutes later. The fire truck showed up and took him out. A few minutes later, State Patrol showed up to take him home. I'm sure they gave him a ticket at the same time. He ruined his car. Not insured when he gets into water like that, so it really cost him.
Yeah, if there's barricades up there, or even if there's not and you see standing water on it, just stay out of it is the smartest move to make.
Which I'm particularly interested in because I need to go on that to go into town. There was some water left when I went down there earlier about 10 this morning. It was about 6 inches deep. Cars were going through it. You could see the center yellow lines during it. So they can make passage, and I understand now it's completely clear. Over.
I appreciate that, Ed.
The stuff on the web, but that's the latest I've been able to find. I guess the biggest thing was stay off the roads unless you absolutely have to get there. I think you just mentioned Party had oxygen. I have not heard anything about Transylvania here, except that I believe it's open. Over.
Any information on that yet? I'll see what I can do now that I'm all set up here and see about getting that information. Don't have anything at this time.
Very clearly on the repeater. No problem there. Over.
Good, because we just threw up all this setup real quick here.
Jeff, capability from that site. Over.
I have radios, but no antenna at this time. We just set up for 2 meter.
That might be something that we need to think about is getting some prototype antennas to use for this situation. We'll probably never need them again, but we might be able to have them over.
That's what I'm on, the antenna I got. It adjusts all the way through the bands. Just set up for 2 meters, and because that's what we needed the most at the moment. But, Ed, let me get off here and not tie up the frequency in case somebody needs anything. KO4HKX, standing by.
HF, let me know.